Oh, now, Karen Holcomb Merrill, let me redo that, Karen, and get it right. The policy director for the Michigan League for Human Services. Good evening, Karen. How are you?
Good evening. I'm well. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well. I read the dash there and I paused. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. You caught
me. That's okay.
You caught me. Wanted to talk to you about a public policy forum coming up Thursday that looks like it's going to be quite extraordinary in what you're taking a look at and what you're going to announce. One of the things that is going to be released is a new paper by your organization, the Michigan League for Human Services. And I understand the title of it is Building Michigan's Future Middle Class, Addressing the Challenges Facing Young Adults. That's taking on quite a subject.
Yeah, that is a pretty broad subject, as you mentioned, but it is a really critically important subject here in the state, as you can imagine. The paper takes a look at what's happening to, you know, arguably one of our most important generations right now, our up-and-coming young people, our young adults here in Michigan, basically the 18 to 34-year-old people here in our state. Obviously, it's been a challenging economic time for many people across the state, but what we have found and what we are reporting in the paper that will be released on Thursday is that it's been a particularly challenging time for these young adults.
And we have heard recently, not too long ago, a report that came out talking about the brain drain, folks in this age range leaving the state because they aren't finding things, finding work here and so forth. Do you find that to be true, or is there some light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, that certainly has been happening, and I think almost everybody knows of some young college graduate in particular that graduated from a Michigan college or university recently and was unable to find a job here and so had to look elsewhere. We certainly, the data shows that's happening, and anecdotally we know that's happening, but we do think there's light at the end of a tunnel, and part of what this paper talks about is not only the challenges that are facing these young people, but also it includes recommendations, policy recommendations, and budget recommendations as well in terms of things that we can do not only to help retain young people in Michigan, but also to help ensure that our young people are qualified for the jobs that are in Michigan and jobs that will be coming into Michigan as well.
Well, and I guess that's the other side of it as well, isn't it? It's not necessarily about Michigan missing opportunities for them. It's them being trained for the opportunities that there are.
Yes, that's an important part of it. We know that the businesses that are in the state currently and businesses that are coming in are operating in a much different way than they did years ago. And so the types of skills and training that people need have certainly changed dramatically over the last 10, 15, and 20 years. So part of what folks will hear on Thursday is what do we need to be doing to match the skills and the abilities of our young people with the needs of our businesses here in the state.
Now, the panel that you have assembled is a pretty impressive panel. If you wouldn't mind letting folks know who will be there on Thursday.
Sure. The paper was actually written by an organization called DEMOS, which is headquartered in New York City. And their vice president of policy, Tammy Drought, will be here to help release the paper. In addition to that, Dr. Charlie Ballard, who's become pretty familiar in the Lansing area to many folks. He's a professor of economics at Michigan State University, and he will be talking about some of the budget decisions that have been made recently by the state legislature and their impact on young people, such as, you know, money going into higher education and student loans and things like that. Lou Glazier, who is president of Michigan Future and is known as a real expert on the topic of young talent and retaining talent, will be speaking. And then Sam Singh, who is pretty well known locally as well. He served as a consultant to the New Economy Initiative now, but he also was the mayor of East Lansing at one time. And he's going to be talking about workforce development. What specific things can we be doing, should we be doing, to prepare our young people for jobs today?
Who is this forum geared towards?
Well, it's really geared for anyone that is concerned about this problem, wants to learn more about the situation that we have here in Michigan right now, and is interested in helping to make some policy changes to improve that. You know, that would be advocates, certainly lawmakers, policymakers, the media will be invited. We expect young people to be there, students, there seems to be a broad range of interest in this topic right now.
Is there a charge? I mean, let's go over some of the numbers and the details on this forum. It is from 1 to 3:30 on Thursday the 16th at the Radisson Hotel on Grand Avenue, of course, in Lansing. Are there tickets available?
People can register by going online to the league's website, and that's www.milhs.org. And then they can find information there in terms of what they need to do to register. Or people can register right there that day when they come in as well.
Okay, very good. Now, you talk about policy and budget recommendations. Are you expecting to put forward some of those policy and budget recommendations on Thursday? I mean, to actually give some solutions and some opportunities and tell folks how to navigate these times?
Absolutely. We want to do more than just talk about the current situation and talk about the challenges that young people are facing. We want to talk about the opportunities, and we want to talk about recommendations to make things better. So the paper that will be released on Thursday spells out some of those recommendations. I expect that our speakers will be talking about some of those recommendations as well. And there will be an opportunity also after the panel all speaks for questions and answers. So that will give those in attendance also an opportunity to learn a little bit more about those recommendations. And if they're interested, what they can do to kind of help promote some of those recommendations as well.
It sounds like a great place for, as you mentioned, you know, business owners, small and large, to be, as well as the young folks in this age group that we're talking about, the 18 to 34. And I guess, frankly, in looking over it all of the information, it's a great place for anybody interested in the topic to get the latest up-to-date information on some things we might be able to do.
Yeah, I think this is so important. Like I said, this is a really important generation of people. They are coming into the workforce. They are beginning families. They are starting their lives as adults at a challenging time. But they are the future workers of our state. They are the future heads of households. They are the future families. And so it's critically important for all of us, I think, as a society, to think about how we can be supporting these young people to help them, but also to help our economy going forward as well.
Well, and what's coming to mind, Karen, as we're talking is just the idea of this age group in particular. We simply, as a state, cannot afford to lose them to opportunities that they may think are more viable somewhere else.
That is absolutely true, because one of the things the governor is working hard at is in creating jobs here in the state and bringing businesses into the state that can help to create jobs. One of the most important things for those businesses is they're looking for a workforce. They're looking for properly educated people with the right skills that can do the jobs that they need to have done in the state. And those are going to be our young people. There's no doubt that the state is getting older. We've seen the data. We know there are a lot more baby boomers and senior citizens. But it's really important that we support the young people in the future workforce.
Well, very good. Karen, I can't thank you enough. We'll have more guests talking about this policy forum as the week goes on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl.